Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on this fine spring day, right?
Beautiful. Well, we hope it's a beautiful day for you.
I'm going to share an ode to golf because golf season is right around the corner. So I've got that for you today.
Well, and I've got a bank robbery story.
Oh, well, that should be interesting then.
Indeed.
Don't miss the Montana Maternal Live Bull Sale, which is coming up Open 8 Genetics on April 12th. That's just next week at the ranch, 5 miles south of Baker, Montana, offering 60 Angus and Red Simmental bulls by renowned Logo, Open 8 Helix, Rainmaker, Hooks Eagle, and more. Emphasizing maternal side of frame size, flushing ability, fertility, udders, and disposition. Open8genetics.com is where you need to go for more information and be in Baker, Montana at the ranch April 12th for that 1 p.m. Mountain Time sale.
Hey, discover the pulse of agriculture from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them at tsln.com.
And of course, we've been telling you about the Cowboy Poetry and Old West Days Gathering here in Valentine, which is coming up April 25th through the 28th. Just a couple of tidbits. They have I think there's 14 states represented in the Cowboy Poets that'll be performing, 40 different performers. They've got a full trade show Friday night and Saturday at Valentine High School, so you don't want to miss this one.
Yeah, make sure it's on your calendar and you make your plans.
Old Traditions, New Beginnings is what the theme is this year. OldWestDays.net is where you need to go for details. I have this ode to golf. It's author unknown.
Okay.
In my hand I hold a ball, white and dimpled and rather small. Oh, how bland it does appear, this harmless-looking little sphere. By its size I could not guess, or the awesome strength it does possess. But since I fell beneath its spell, I've wandered through the fires of hell. My life has not been quite the same since I chose to play this stupid game. It rules my mind for hours on end. A fortune it has made me spend. It has made me curse and made me cry. And hate myself and want to die. It promised me a thing called par if I hit it straight and far. To master such a tiny ball should not be very hard at all. But my desires the ball refuses and does exactly as it chooses. It hooks and slices, dribbles and dies, and disappears before my eyes. Often it will have a whim to hit a tree or take a swim. With miles of grass on which to land, it finds a tiny patch of sand, then has me offering up my soul if only it would find the hole. It's made me whimper like a pup and swear that I will give it up and take to drink to ease my sorrow. But the ball knows I'll be back tomorrow. Author unknown. Kim, I know you had that on here a while back, but ode to golf. It's going to be golf season.
You're
soon.
Just trying to kick off the season, aren't you?
Yep.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, this is from Gary Helan. A hooded robber bursts into a North Dakota bank and he forces the tellers to load a sack full of cash. On his way out the door, a brave Fargo customer grabs the hood and pulls it off, revealing the robber's face. The robber shot the customer without a moment's notice. He then looked around the bank and noticed one of the tellers looking straight at him. The robber instantly shot him also. Everyone in the bank, by now very scared, looked intently down at the floor in silence. The robber yelled, "Well, did anyone else see my face?" There were a few moments of utter silence in which everyone was plainly too afraid to speak. Then one old Norwegian named Ole from Grand Forks tentatively raised his hand and said, "My wife got a pretty good look at ya."
I think she's been betrayed.
I think she has. That's nasty.
Since I started with a couple of golf things, I'm going to end with a couple of golf things here. Shorter, though. Great golf one-liners. Golf is like chasing a quinine pill around a cow pasture. That was from Winston Churchill. It took me 17 years to get 3,000 hits in baseball. I did it in one afternoon on the golf course. That was Babe Ruth that said
that's
that.
That's good.
Columbus went around the world in 1492. That isn't a lot of strokes when you consider the course. That was from Lee Trevino. So more of those coming up as we get to spring and people looking forward to getting out on your local golf course. Be sure to keep listening to great radio stations like Bowman, North Dakota's KPOK 1340 AM. And if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and one day we might be able to feature it for everybody to hear right here on The Good Stuff.